Are we just talking about Overwatch and junk?
Yes, no, we are. Do you know what? We're talking about it on Hangout Session number 48.
48, is it really?
It's Hangout Session number 48.
The first one since May.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, I actually just had to look it up to see when it was. And
it's snowing?
Right now, it's September 29th, but in 10 minutes, it's going to be the 30th. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So right
now, I'm still in your time zone.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Right now we're playing some Overwatch. We're sitting in a menu right now, but it'll happen. We're getting there. So have you been?
I should probably.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. You get that game started. You have a guest on that I just met about 10 minutes ago.
Well, you never met him.
Well, no, I did. I have a camera. He doesn't know yet. But...
Oh, okay. So the world DJ, that's the other one that's here, DJ, DJ.
I am DJ, DJ Fashion.
Oh,
yeah. If we're going by
Eric Berger terms. Might join us in a little bit too.
I was going to say, you've already talked more than Eric Berger. Last time he was on.
He didn't say nothing, he got stage fright.
Well, but actually...
Wait, oh my god, why am I Doomfist?
Yeah, I don't know, it hopped us out of the menu and then we came back in. It was weird. So, right now, if the people are listening...
Thank you, DJ.
You're gonna hear some audio going on in the background. We're actually playing a Vitio game. It's a Friday night, that's what the kids do. We're playing some Overwatch.
Well, I just got back from the state fair. Hey, revive me, please?
I just got back from Texas.
I'm dead.
I didn't get back from anywhere. I feel fucked out here.
You were just in Florida.
Oh, that's true. You guys are talking like you just got back today. I got back from Florida right after the hurricane. That's what I decided.
Well, I just went to a fair. You went to Florida.
Yeah. Okay. I was only a few hours away from you. I thought we were going to get a visit. Never happened though.
If I had money, I would have come visit you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually pretty nice. It was pretty warm. It was in the 90s, and I was surprised. It was we were supposed to be there the day of Hurricane Irma, the day that it hit, but we got pushed back a few days because all flights were delayed. So we got down there about 6 days after we were supposed to, and it only rained for about 2 hours the whole trip, and the park was pretty dead because I guess people changed their plans because of the hurricane, so it was pretty good.
Hey, DJ, you want to help me?
No.
I got you.
Right now, we're playing...
I got pushed back by that Pharah, so...
Playing 3v3s, right? Oh, watch. Up in the sky. Oh, I'm getting frozen down here. Jesus. This is rough. I need to win two more so I can get my loot box.
Oh my god, she brought back the Pharah. Oh, thank you.
I brought you back, baby. And now you're
dead
again.
Bring me back.
Oh boy, I'm just...
Oh yeah, baby. Here we go. I got us live for 15 seconds.
Oh my god.
Oh, watch above you.
Right up above you, right above you. Can you fly? Oh my god, do something.
No,
I can't fly.
Kill him.
Oh boy. Right.
Trees.
Dead.
So I guess for everyone listening, Overwatch is a video game that is a online-only first-person shooter. And that's all you need to know.
How would you feel if this game had a campaign? I guess it can't really. I don't know.
It can't have a campaign.
So
the campaign is the story.
I would say that this game...
When I first got it, I was surprised that there wasn't a campaign.
This game would never be able to come out on the Nintendo Switch then, because you're not always connected with that.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of fun to come out on that, though, but...
I actually waited a long time to get this game.
So did I. I waited a lot longer.
Because... Oh, true.
I don't know why I did. It always looked fun, but... I always heard it described as, like, the Pixar of first-person shooters.
I got it for free. Because I'm a scumbag and I have my Xbox connected to my little brother's. So whatever games he buys, I get.
Nice.
And he's like a young kid.
I just got mine for
$25
off of Letgo.
Yo, Letgo is like the best app.
Yeah, I've used it a few times to sell stuff.
Yeah, when I was...
I like to buy stuff, sell stuff.
When I was leaving Savannah, I stole so much stuff on Letgo.
You stole it?
Sold it.
No,
you
sold
it. You still said soul.
Yeah. I sold it.
Really? Here's a little thing you don't know about me is...
Can't say D's.
I fuck my words up real well. No. Oh, wait. Are we allowed to
real
curse
well.
On this?
Yeah, you could curse.
Yeah, we can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Just don't say, like, the N-word, you know?
This is the internet.
Well, I wouldn't say the N-word now, Norm.
Well, like, I mean, like, I know you would.
Oh, God. Watch out.
This is crazy. Oh, I'm dead already.
Oh, boy. I'm dead, too.
Where is it? Where is he?
Right on the opposite side of you. Oh, no. Right there.
Oh, shit.
He's the one
right there in front of me.
Killing you right there. Sorry. So listen, right. I downloaded another, it's a free-to-play game tonight. I was going to give it a shot. It's, what is it called? Fortnite. Did you play that?
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite.
No, I think Burger played it.
But it's the Battle Royale. It's free.
Oh, wow. Did you see that headshot?
That was nice. But yeah, listen, it's free. It's hundred players, last man standing, battle royale, made by Epic.
Wait, why do I have a loot box?
What?
I have a loot box.
What do you do in it?
Sit there. It's basically just 100 people.
I'm opening my loot box.
No, I'm not. It's 100 people and last man standing wins. That's about it. It's a ripoff of that player.
Is it like a shooter? Or?
Yeah, it's made by Epic. Epic Games.
Oh, okay.
Make it. I don't know if you've seen a lot of
people. I was going to say,
if you've seen a lot of people playing that PlayerUnknown's Battleground, it's basically a ripoff of that, but
it's
actually better.
That's what I was just about to say. I've watched a bunch of people play that on Twitch.
Yeah, it's the same thing as that, and it's free on your Xbox right now. Now entering
the Black Forest. What are we talking about?
Oh, boy. The classic Norm not paid attention. We're talking about Fortnite.
Fortnite, I got it. I was listening. I was definitely listening.
It's free. Download it.
Okay. I'll let it download through the night.
It'll take 20 seconds. Just let it download for 20 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? All right, so this has been Overwatchcast.
Yeah, Overcast. This is gonna be—it's a little bit of a different episode, but for the listeners, Norm did say it before. I don't know if they heard it, but you will be coming back to the area in a few days, right?
I'll be back in a week.
Oh shit! Right in front of me.
In 1 week's time.
Uh oh.
What's up? What do we got?
We're all on the right side.
Behind you. I'm saying uh-oh because I'm beginning to lag.
Oh boy.
The internet is messing up. That's fine. I'll just be Torbjorn forever for now.
What do you have for internet there? Dial up?
Oh my god.
DSL.
Is it just
might as well be dial up.
Bad connections or just the area?
No, it's because our router or whatever modem, whatever the thing is with DSL. Is like from
damn, she fortified.
Maybe 2006.
Nice. I was gonna say I just replaced my router a couple, maybe like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, and I'm like I almost quadrupled my speed that I had just from a newer router.
Yeah, I mean, I live in an old house too, so I know there's like there's like the. You know, the dead zones in our house.
Yeah.
Like, our kitchen and bathroom
movie.
Are complete.
That's a great
movie. Dead zone. Yeah. Norm just threw me off.
Since the last time me and Charlie talked, it was May, I'm going to play May.
There you go. And I'm Reaper.
And listen to Justin Timberlake.
Guys, so tonight at the fair, I did the classic water balloon game.
Wait, what's the classic?
What's
water
the classic balloon? Water balloon?
Or not the water balloon game? It's like you squirt the water and then like it raises
the water.
The level
I
of thing.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah, I did that today.
First
fucking
time,
killed all the 6-year-old kids. I want a Pikachu.
Nice.
It was great.
How big?
And
was
they're
it?
All like, dude. It's a little handheld. Like, not handheld. It's like, it's a nice size.
There's a Symmetra somewhere.
Oh, I'm healing.
There's two of them in there, Norm. Was. Oh, yeah.
I died. I should have trapped him back there before I started killing her.
Oh, I don't want to be Reinhardt, damn it.
Be Reinhardt, do it.
Oh. No, not on this.
Not on this what?
Not on this what?
3v3.
What, with Reinhardt, or with Doomfist?
With Reinhardt.
Oh.
So did they put the Junkertown level now just in your random...
In the it's random in comp.
Game? Yeah, that's where it's only.
I think it probably quickly, that map. Too. Yeah, I don't like it too much.
I liked it.
I didn't think it was too bad.
There's a nice... Oh, shit. There's a nice spot if you're Torbjorn.
The only thing I didn't like about it
get
is
him, Norm.
Every time you died, it took a little while to get back to the action.
I think that's like one of like the benefits of that map. Like you, if you're defending, you definitely need a Symmetra on your team.
Oh yeah, you need Symmetra on that one for sure. Select your hero. I hate this game. I'm done.
You're listening to Norm's final time playing Overwatch.
That's me every time.
The only thing I hate about this game is just listening Charlie to B. the Tracer. Kids. Oh shit, too late.
I never actually hear any other people, really. Maybe that's because I was kicked off.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, they're no fun to listen to on this game. They all sound the same. It all sounds like a 12-year-old kid.
It's okay, I got
every
the skin.
I encounter on it. Die. Thank you.
I died.
Damn it, Norm.
You should have gave me the armor.
That's what I was waiting for.
Oh, shit.
Then you died. Look at that. Oh. My turret's not dead. We should not be dead.
I think the turret dies when you die.
No, it does not.
It does.
It does not.
Hell yeah,
Norm.
Dude. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Here comes this. You have to
blow
get
him
a...
away. I'm gonna blow the this guy away. Boom.
You did not.
Chicka boom.
We did not.
We suck again.
It's okay.
Let's, you wanna play a team deathmatch?
Yeah, we do that.
Oh. That fucks with Symmetra in that.
What's your weather this weekend, Norm? It's supposed to be cooler up here now.
What's the weather this weekend, bub? Ace? Ice. It's gonna be cold? Down here? I don't know. She the girlfriend is the weather's expert.
Yeah. But,
it's gonna be nice.
Like tomorrow?
Yeah, the weekend. 80s. It's gonna be the '80s this weekend.
Oh, cool. I think by law you gotta tell her she's on a podcast.
Oh, by law I have to tell you you're on a podcast. Do you wanna say hi to everybody?
Yeah, you can.
Come here. Just say hi right there.
Hi right there.
Hi right there.
I don't know if that's how it works.
That's Lexi, ladies and gentlemen. The one that I trash talked one time on the podcast like over a year ago.
Did I?
No, I did.
No, I was going to say, I've trash talked people that I don't know on here a couple times.
She broke my heart. Made me fart all the way to Kmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of trash talking.
Yeah, what up, what up?
I got a question for you. So, okay. I had to do a pitch for my one class about Converse sneakers and my demographic. I had to sell them to 12 to 25-year-old women. So, okay. I pretty much, you know, Converse are a household name and everything, and they haven't changed their sneaker in I don't even know how long, like the Chuck Taylors. So, I'm thinking, all right, let's look up something cool to do with it. And I found a bunch of, like, you know, important female characters. And I'm going to make it very feminist, you know? show that they have power and they should be equal. Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I have the end being very ambitious, I know, but I was just like, eh, it's cool. It's make-believe right now. So I have Michelle Obama ending it, walking off stage, right, in Converse. Because when I did research, you know, I saw Joan Jett wore Converse. So that could be like, you know, the preteen punks. I saw Rihanna has like a deal with Converse. So
yeah, that's like, but why do you think the preteen punks want to listen to Joan Jett?
Well, it's just because one of the things is that Converse, a lot of people will draw on markers and everything like that. So that's just my demographic of that. Plus, I have Joan Jett, that her song Bad Reputation playing throughout the whole ad because it's very empowering for females. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I have Michelle.
Did I ever tell you the time that I met Joan Jett?
No. Look at this. I'm not even... Oh, that scammer's good. But I had my teacher say, like, oh, you know, it's a really good idea, but, like, I think it's a little naive that you would actually get these people in an ad. So I would say, like, you know, suggest it, or I'd suggest changing it to be more generic people. And, like, I did a bunch of research because when I first initially thought of the idea, I was like, well, this is going to get, like, denied. Like, they're going to say, how the hell are we going to get these people in the ad?
Yeah.
But then when I was doing research, Nike, well, first off, Michelle Obama... What am I doing? I don't want to be Arissa. Michelle Obama wore Converse throughout the whole time she was the first lady, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, there's like tons of... It's like so many fashion things did like articles about how she like brought back the Converse for women and like all this other bullshit, right? Then I saw... that you it's Go Active or some shit like that for like kids in high school, for like school be more active.
Yeah, that's obviously a thing, right.
And her number one partner for that is Nike, and they've donated over $50 million to it, right? And Nike owns Converse, so
yeah, true.
If the ad is more about pushing this idea of, you know, being a dominant female in a world that, you know, obviously we have President Donald Trump as a president. It's something that she could easily get behind, right?
Yeah.
So my question is, do I be like to my teacher, all right, understandable, changing it right now, but just so, because she said it was very naive and that, and I kind of took offense to that. Because she's pretty much saying that, like, you know,
you don't know what
that's
you're
a stupid
about.
Idea. Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, like, well...
Xbox, record that.
That won't work.
Here's all my research on why I would have her in here, and I think it would actually be a lot easier than you'd think. But I don't know if I should even say anything.
I mean... You should, because there's no reason, like, why not to try, but...
I mean, like, I'm going to change it regardless, because it's whatever, I'll let her... She's the one ultimately giving me the grade.
Yeah. I have an idea
but, like,
that just, like, popped in my head as you, like, were saying that about, like, 12 to 24-year-old girls, feminists, all that.
Yeah.
How many iconic movie roles have, like, guys wearing Converse? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's change that to... girls. How cool would that be? Like, I know this is PF Flyers, but just imagine, like, a representation of the Sandlot where, like, a girl opens up the Converse and,
Well, that's, like, essentially what my idea was, because it's, like, the music aspect there was, like, Nirvana was really big with Converse, so that was, Kurt Cobain...
So there you go, you got a girl band playing Nirvana cover.
Yeah.
What's funny, I'm being serious.
No, because I'm just saying, like, instead of Nirvana, I have Joan Jett.
Okay.
Because, like, you think about Converse, and it's going to be, like, you know, basketball sneaker. Like
yeah.
The original basketball sneaker and shit like that.
Who was
so
a famous player that played with a Converse?
What's his name? The guy who scored 100 points. He scored 100 points in Converse. Will Chamberlain.
Oh, there you go. Then just you could have someone wearing a girl wearing a Will Chamberlain shirt playing basketball.
Yeah, but like the thing is, like I understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
But that's not gonna like. That's not gonna touch on a wide variety of girls. Because, like, my
well, that's why you do a wide variety of different things. Goddamn, son of a bitch, yeah. Bastard, fuck.
Seriously. We only have 30 dying. Seconds. And, my, like, three core messages was, like, rebel, stand out, and lead. So, like, you'd rebel as, like, a young teen with, you know, Joan Jett and Drawn on your sneakers and everything like that. You stand out
sure.
Because in the standout scene, it's, like, all these girls are, like, walking down the street. And, someone passes them. I had it originally as Rihanna. Passes them and, like, notices the lead girl who's wearing purple high tops because purple's, like, a color for feminism and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And then the last scene is a girl sitting in an auditorium wearing her Converse. Cuts to Michelle Obama, like, finishing a speech. And then it's, like, cameras on, stage left as she walks and is smiling as you hear, like, the song fade out, and then it goes black screen, big white letters, you know, rebel, stand out, lead, then the Converse logo. But they didn't like it. Well, she didn't like it. There's a girl who commented on it saying, wow, this is really fucking cool.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in you.
Thank you, Norm.
You're welcome. You lost the lead?
I feel so bad. Like, because, like, when I was at Will's.
Because you got a bad
shit,
reputation.
Like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I pretty much do, because, like, the woman who's my teacher in here, like, I've had her before, and, like, I was, like, late with a bunch of shit because of other, like, my last quarter when I was down in Savannah, I did three title sequences in that quarter on top of three classes.
Okay.
So, like, a lot of my stuff ended up being late. But not really late. I would just say that I wasn't active in the conversations.
Okay.
Like, commenting on people's work. So, like, she kind of, like, sent me an email and, like, kind of ripped me a new one saying that I have to be more active and everything and yada, yada, yada. And so I, like, apologize for all that. But then, like, I'm late to the game with this because I had to take 2 days off to drive home from Texas. And our week, because usually we get an assignment beginning of the week, it's due at the end of the week. But, I just realized that this is on a podcast and I'm just bitching about stuff.
That's fine. So, that's what we do, man.
So informative. Right?
We don't know you, so we want to know more about you. You know what I mean?
This is very entertaining. But anyway, so our schedule is for these first 3 weeks, we're like 3 days, 4 days, and 5 days. So the turnaround time's a lot quicker. And if you take the 2 days out of me traveling, it's been a little stressful.
These guys just came out of nowhere and kicked our ass.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. I was Arisa that whole game and I didn't even want to be her.
I'm gonna take the last.
Why didn't you just change it?
Because every time, like, it was time to change, I would just be tapping A to respawn.
If I don't have played the game, I'm going to lose my mind.
Up in here. Here we go, let's see.
Up in here. Play of the game. Yeah.
You're
I'm losing my mind right now.
What did he do that was better than you? Let's see. Hell yeah, he shot somebody.
He's going to get his death thing. Oh no!
He got
no. He did nothing. all those were my kills. Let's vote for me. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with X and see what happens.
Clear skies ahead. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting my two wins here from my loot box. This is not good.
I know. We'll get there.
Get out of here, Rezua.
Rezua wants to stay as a team.
Tell him no.
You know what? I'm just going to leave the game.
Disrespect them like that.
Yeah,
how dare you.
So when you come up to Pennsylvania, you're just coming up for a visit? You got some business to attend? Oh boy. I know you're there. I still hear you.
Check 1-2.
There you go.
There it is.
That is not good, Norm.
Wait, what's going on? Are you guys in, like, just like a black screen?
Yeah, it's just rotating icon down there.
All right. How about now?
Same thing.
Still.
All right, just leave the game, then I'll re-invite you.
Like, shut the game down?
Just push the...
No, like, just, like, press start, and then... Game. Just press start, leave the game.
I got you.
I have a loot box. Should I open it?
Oh, I want to open it. I left the game, and
open
I'm
the
still
loot box.
In the party.
No, I want to...
Oh, okay. Then... Charlie, open your loot box, goddammit.
No. All right, I'm going to open my loot box. Charlie, I like to open them all at the same time. All right, I'm going to open my loot box here. Let's see what I got.
Anyway, so for the question you asked, we're coming up. We're going to visit some people.
Garbage.
And then friend of my friend of me, Tom Henry, is getting married on Saturday, the 14th. So that's what I'm going for.
Cool. Are you going to be the wedding?
Yeah, I'm a groomsman.
Ooh, fancy.
So you have to give people haircuts.
Yeah, I really need a haircut. But let me ask you guys this.
Okay.
What the fuck do I do with my hair?
I mean, I shave it.
Shave it all off.
No, I don't want to do that. Because then I look like a bald asshole.
Shave your eyebrows off, too. Like Shoe Nice did.
There
How long is your hair?
It's not that long.
Is it as long as mine?
You've seen, like, I sent you Snapchats.
Just get a flat top. You'd probably look pretty good with a flat top.
I used to have a flat top back in middle school.
So did I.
I went to a barber with the cover of the Small Soldiers PC.
Hell
game,
yeah!
And I said, I want this guy's haircut.
See, my dad was a Marine, so I would just go with him when he got his cut, and he would just say, do the same.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So even if you didn't
want my sister.
Even if you didn't want the cut, that's what you got?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My sister, speaking about hair, I was over her house yesterday because... My internet's so bad, I had to go there to upload a 9.6 megabyte file.
Oh, wow.
Because it wouldn't load at my my house. But she was talking about Hollow Wicked, and she's saying I need to braid my hair for that.
Oh, you definitely do. funny.
I said it's bad enough that I'm already getting the face paint.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
As long as I go, I still have to make sure my schedule will allow for it.
It will.
Skirmish. What's your favorite map on this game?
This one.
I hate this map.
Actually, no, that's not true. I like the Temple of Anubis one, because then I can blow people off the side.
That one is pretty fun. There's a couple of different ones.
My favorite is... My favorite one is the Hollywood, I think it is.
That's the one we just played.
Or no, you know which one else I like? The Route 666 one. Or Route 66 or whatever it is.
You devil.
That's a cool one too. I like seeing all the deadlock stuff.
The who what?
The deadlock gang.
What are you talking about?
It's a gang McCree was in, and supposedly Torbjorn, since that's the skin I have.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got the skin.
What is the next event going on, do you think, in this?
Halloween.
When did they start that last year? Beginning of October?
October 1st, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody? No, I think it wasn't October 1st. I think it was, like, the last 3 weeks of October.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it was
the full month. Will that be, like, a new season, or...?
Yeah, they'll do it again this year. Yeah, probably for the new season.
What do you think, different costumes or roll out the same ones? What are your thoughts?
Both.
Well, they'll probably have the ones from last year, like they did for the summer games, and then, like, a few new ones.
Well, the ones, do you think they're going to sell them or they'll be loot box? Only.
Both.
Both.
I died.
Work your way over there, Norm, and then I'll
Oh boy, that did not work out well.
So it's a fat roadhog.
Oh, I'm back. Thank you.
I'm gonna get this kill.
I got the first two, so.
Damn it. He got me. Score
1-0. Hunza!
What's your favorite character to play?
I'm a D.Va / Reaper. I enjoy.
Oh, Charlie, tell him your thing with D.Va.
I just did it at the end of that round. No matter what, if I'm winning or losing, at the very end of the round, I'll just take off like I'm flying away from I'm flying up into outer space. So like if you ever see the round over, you'll just see me flying straight up into the air. I don't know why I do it. It's just fun. That's what Norman.
Eve's a tank now with the.
Oh shit! I'm dead. They're on the bridge on the side there. Oh boy! Look out! Little hidden. They're all right there.
Nice.
So long, farewell. Adieu, same.
Junkrat has some good costumes.
Health left.
How much left?
25.
Who's alive still? Oh, D.Va.
Both of you, D.Va.
I'm dead.
It's all you, Norm.
Fucking killer. There we go. My favorite character in this is obviously Torbjorn, the coolest one.
Mine, I started, my love affair was with Farrah. I like flying, I like the jetpack, you know, all that shit. But, like, I really like Roadhog, too, so it's a toss-up.
Did they just change Roadhog?
Yeah, he can run while he breathes.
Okay, yeah, what's... D.Va can now shoot while she flies, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the rockets.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, I like Torbjorn a lot, but, like, it sucks because you can only really play him on defense.
Oh, shit. Oh my god.
I'm gonna die. Hanzo? Yeah, I killed Hanzo.
Come back with me, come to the back. Stay, wait, watch out.
Where the hell did he go? Oh, there he is. Oh shit. He's coming right at me.
Chit.
Sick.
Good. One victory.
So you need one more?
Yep. One more for my loot box.
So what, this guy kills you, I kill him immediately, and he gets to play the game?
Hey, don't get so upset about it. You get very hurt about play the game.
Yeah, don't hurt my butt.
No, I mean, you didn't die at all that game.
No, I don't die, dude. I just got my first win of the day, though, so there's that.
Hell yeah. You still need to get that chocolate starfish.
And the hot dog flavored water.
I was kidding.
Okay, wait, let me tell you guys. Like, wait.
No, go for
let
it.
Let me tell you what we ate at the fair.
Okay.
We got an Amish donut, which is a huge, warm, soft donut. It's so delicious. And then.
Do you have Amish there?
She gets a. No, but it's just called Amish donuts. I don't know. I mean, maybe we do have Amish here. I don't fucking know. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted.
Come on now.
What's that?
Shut up, man. Burger? To your story.
Anyway, we got there's an old guy there who has this like ancient like early 1900s machine that makes ice cream. So we had a hot fudge sundae from that. Super old guys.
Huh.
And
it's like one of those old ones like that runs off of like a tractor trailer engine. Like those, like a real old one, like a big tractor engine one.
It runs off like gears. Like yeah. it's super old.
Yeah, great grandparents used to have one. That's how they used to run the old the frozen thing. It was off of big fucking motors and everything.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
That was on the skirmish.
And then yeah, and then we saw Lady Houdini.
Just like a street performer. Prepare
for battle. Well, no, they have these free performances. There's these guys that do like an 85 foot dive and like a bunch of different fun dives and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Karunga, this gator wrestler, and sea lions were there and shit. But there's Lady Houdini who does all these she's an escape artist.
Mm-hmm.
And she's awesome, man.
Any relation to Houdini or just using the name for the escape artist aspect?
Just using the name. Her real name is Kristen Johnson.
That even sounds familiar. Isn't that one of the Power Rangers or something?
That's actually the name of the girl I went to prom with.
Oh, you went to the prom with Power Rangers.
I went to the prom with a girl named Kristen Johnson.
What was the name of the pink Power Ranger?
Kimmy?
No, in real life.
Oh, Billy Joe Johnson is like that.
I am dead. I will look it up right now. Amy Jo Johnson.
All right.
Yeah, I told you.
Good.
Later, dude.
Good memory. Oh, shit. I'm inside. Gotta go. There we go. That sucked. I was stuck indoors.
Xbox, record that.
Hey, Cortana.
Anna.
See, now that's when mine listens when I say that.
Maybe is yours, like, updated and stuff, or what?
Yeah. See, now it's listening in. Oh, the listeners will be able to hear this, not you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how could you run yours and not update it?
I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah, you didn't. There's a new dashboard update coming out pretty soon. I heard it looks like shit.
He went right into that ice wall.
I know.
Speaking of Power Rangers, man, they had that Power Ranger Marathon on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. How many
pixels? He just did it again.
What was that, DJ?
How many pixel sprays or cute sprays you got?
Two or three only.
Routing navigation systems to defense.
Oh, watch to your left there.
Oh, boy. Damn it.
Oh, that wasn't the one I'm watching. Never mind.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh. 30 seconds
remaining. Is it just me? You guys suck.
Well, if they win, that goes against your you never die policy. So get the win. Okay, you're halfway there.
Yeah.
Boom. Yes.
Holy shit.
Good work, Cat.
That's amazing.
Dinkin' Flicka, baby.
Dinkin' Flicka. Fuck. I for sure thought I was dead.
So did I. That was good to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie, how's the home life? How's the kids? What's going on?
Everything's doing good. The kids are good. Getting older. Kind of sucks. Aiden's now in third grade. 9 years old now. Crazy.
Does he hate you?
Not yet. I'm assuming that'll be in the years to come. I'm dead. Watch that door there. Oh boy.
They're both almost dead. Enemy eliminated. Oh my god, I'm alone again?
Yeah, we just wanted to see how you're just testing you out.
Nice. See if you're true to your word.
You gotta win this.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Loot box.
That diva should be, it's a diva. Her mech is pretty low. She killed me.
Alright, my health is up. I just gotta find her. I don't hear her in my headset, which is weird.
She probably flew away.
She's usually loud as fuck, though.
She's a sitting duck, something like
her. All I had to say is... Summer loving, having a blast.
So, do you guys play Friday the 13th at all?
No.
I didn't. I've watched it, though.
It's fun. Oh, right above. I think it's right over there.
Oh, God. She fucking... She was out of it. Well, I didn't die.
That's true. I was just thinking. Oh, there you go. Now you did. I saw it. I saw it after the fact.
Too bad Rob James
is out. I have the skin.
Being Brokeback Mountain with his friend.
Yeah, Rob would love this.
Crushing it.
Yeah, and before when I said you already talked more than Eric Berger, I meant Rob James. Sorry. He was on it. He clammed up. Fight.
Match. Rob doesn't clam up. Say. Rob talks a lot.
No, the first episode, didn't he clam up? Or was that Eric? Oh, that was Eric.
Eric. Eric never talks.
Yeah, he clammed up. That's right. I got my peoples mixed up.
You know what's funny? I've been playing Overwatch with Eric for probably... How long have you been... Probably about close to a year?
Yeah, pretty close. Maybe.
I've never met him. In person.
There's a Mercy that can revive her. Watch out.
Alright, I'll stay up here then.
She's right beneath you. Like, if you go... GG, if you go straight and then go right down. She's right there.
Straight here?
With her and Orisa. Yeah, with an Orisa right there.
They're right... Yeah, in the doorway there.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, here she comes.
Killer.
That was stupid.
Use your regular gun.
Oh, this is bad.
Throw your venom. Oh, my God. All right, they can't use Mercy anymore. DJ, there's something I need from you. That's exactly what I need from you.
Hello.
But yeah, Eric Berger. Maybe you'll meet him when I come home.
Maybe.
Wow, they got me.
Why? You don't ever die. Come on. Oh, I'm stunned.
Oh, run away, run away, run away. Rewind. All you gotta do is rewind.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
I missed my jump. I was trying to position myself so I can knock him off the edge. Missed my jump.
I like that.
Sorry, boys.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Xbox. Tell Norm it's not Xbox anymore. Nice. Wait, you didn't do anything
what,
that whole
what
time.
What even was that? Yeah.
That was nothing, but I enjoyed it.
Xbox, record that.
That just means that no one else did anything.
Yeah.
I still gotta get one more win or I don't get off.
I know. No. You're trying to get off, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying real quick, but this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
So did anybody pick up a Super Nintendo Mini Classics today?
God, I wish.
I didn't, but I did see on Reddit that Bethesda tweeted out a picture of Skyrim for it, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, the yeah, Switch, with the box?
No. It was for... Yeah. Because, like, that's the ongoing joke that Skyrim comes out for every console instead of a new Skyrim.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about Skyrim coming out on the Nintendo Switch?
That should be cool.
Yeah, with the added content as well. Seems pretty neat.
What's the added content?
Legend of Zelda uniform outfits and weapons.
I got you.
I mean, that's nothing too exciting, but it's pretty neat.
I'm kind of bummed that Bethesda won't let what's the people who made Fallout New Vegas?
I don't know.
They're supposed to make a new one. Yeah, but they like Bethesda makes like obviously the East Coast stuff. And then New Vegas came out under another company made it, but still underneath the Bethesda name.
Oh, okay.
Gearbox or something? I don't remember.
I liked they were supposed New to do, Vegas a lot.
New Vegas is the best one.
No.
But, for sure. I mean, I can't say the best one, but I'd say out of 3, 4, New Vegas, because those are the only three I played. The New Vegas
I think
is 4
is the best one so far.
No, four. I mean, 4 is cool with the mods. So like the story, you don't really have to play. But like nothing beats New Vegas's story because like you literally could do anything. There's like 6 different endings, depending on.
Yeah.
Enemy eliminated. Where like 3 and 4 are pretty much the same story. Because in 3 you're trying to look for your father, and in 4 you're trying to find your son.
Well, you gotta have that family, you know?
No. You don't.
You don't like the family?
Not in a post-apocalyptic world where...
In a what?
Post-apocalyptic world. Tom Baker.
Oh, guys. You guys have Netflix, right?
Yes, sir.
Netflix and chill.
I watched a great movie that night.
What was it?
It's called Mindhorn.
Mindhorn or Mind Torn?
Horn. Or, like,
or Mike Thorne.
Mindhorn.
Ryan.
What's it about? Who made it? Who's in it?
It's you ever watched The Mighty Boosh?
Yes.
Julian Barrett.
Weird ass show.
It's the best show.
He did it though?
Anyway. No, yeah, he's the star. He's the guy that plays Mindhorn. Okay. And, anyway. Hold on a sec. I gotta run away. I gotta concentrate.
Running away, leaving me to dry. Leave me to hang and dry.
Heal me.
Now he wants your help.
You gotta protect me, Norm. I'm running. Fucking me up. I'm
trying to. Alright, let's get away from here. There we go.
Oh shit, they're both under the right side tunnel.
Cool.
I'm gonna go,
Oh shit. That did not work out well for me.
I got him.
That was two rounds one, right? That means loot box.
So far? No, not yet. One more.
No, we got it.
Time to lose three straight.
Why not? We'll extend it another half hour here.
Okay, so anyway, Mindhorn, he's a TV actor. And the show is called Mindhorn, and then it's years after, he's like a hack now, and there's like a terrorist that'll only talk to Mindhorn, and then the antics ensue, and it's actually like really funny.
I'll have to look for it, because last time I was on Netflix, I saw, what was that other, there's a couple other things on there that I wanted to watch that looked pretty decent. But I didn't see that one.
There's a lot on there that I want to watch. I just never do.
You got your know. I it's so easy to just turn it on and hit A when the office is right there.
You're an Office fan?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
It's the best show ever.
Yeah. I haven't watched that show in a long time. Me and Norm have talked about that quite a few times, actually.
Yeah, me and Rob James and actually Tom Henry and Joe Lisa, who I'm going to their wedding, they, we got third place on an Office trivia thing.
Stinkin' Flicka.
Yeah. Stinkin' Flicka.
That was my, my internet in Savannah. The name was Stinkin' Flicka. Yep.
They have a diva. They have a diva.
Right above you.
And they have a Doomfist.
Diva's out.
See, my turret's still alive and I'm dead. But now it's not. We just killed it. Look at it, I told you we're gonna lose three in a row right here.
You're right. Oh my god, they keep just dancing around my corpse.
I know what I have to do. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. Oh, Pro Genji over here.
Mm-hmm.
We should have just Symmetra, Torbjorn, and, bashing it up.
True. They have somebody big, I hear them. Oh, it's a Pharah.
They have a Pharah, yeah. Uh-oh, I got the hiccups.
Alright, do me a favor. Before
it's gonna make for great.
Before you hiccup the next time, tell me when before you do it.
Okay. Now I won't be able to.
Exactly.
You just cure them. Damn it.
Yep, this is exactly how you predicted it. Enemy eliminated. At your own peril.
Oh my god, I just died. Holy fuck.
So Norm died, folks. Listen, you witnessed it here first. Norm's first death.
Oh my god. And I was on my own accord.
Yeah, it was. He just jumped off the end.
That'd be funny if that was the play of the game.
Me dying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Killing yourself.
Perfect. So you also...
I fucking hate this game.
Oh, you love it. Listen, we just cured hiccups on this game.
Yeah, you did. I'm kind of upset about that, that it worked.
You wanted to keep going with it?
When I was like in like middle school, I found out that like the record for the person who had the hiccups the longest was like 27 years.
That would be insane.
I would get so I got so paranoid every time I got them, thinking, "Oh my god."
Were you like, "This is the one
I'm going to have.
This is the one that's going to break the record."
Yeah, and I didn't want to break the record. I was so afraid. I was like, I gotta get these out of here.
I wonder if that person hiccuped in his sleep, too.
Yeah, you'd think,
right? I bet they're a liar.
Oh, that would drive me insane, though.
Here we go. Longest case of hiccups. Charles Osborne.
Ozzy's brother.
Yeah. Started hiccuping in 1922 while attempting to weigh a hog before slaughtering it. He was unable to find a cure and continued to hiccup until February 1990, a total of 68 years.
Fuck that. I don't believe him. There's
no
like
way.
Welcome to Castile. That guy
like he's
probably
hiccuping
have, like,
during like,
I don't know.
Then?
I mean,
he'd probably have like abs of steel.
I mean, have you ever slaughtered a pig before?
Yeah.
Well, then you would know that you could get hiccups from that. Iowa. He was from Iowa. He died.
Oh, well, that's why.
Yeah, here's the kicker. He died in 91, so he had a year of hiccup-free life and then dead.
That'd be great if that's the reason why he stopped hiccuping, because he died.
Or like he stopped hiccuping and he was just like, I can't live life anymore.
I need my hiccups after 60 years of them. Goodbye, cruel world. Armor congated. Hello. Thank you.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to.
Know that. Thanks.
Look at him in there, just hanging around.
Armor here. Don't chase him away.
Why?
Because he's our friend.
Hello. Who is it?
Hi.
Who is it? Armor over here. I don't know. That's what in skirmish you just say hi to each other.
Nope, you just killed him.
Yeah. Unless Rob James is on your team.
Boys,
oh boy, boy.
Could this be the final? Oh boy, what the hell? Why did they keep doing that? Put us
it was a
game.
Quick squirm.
But it wasn't, though.
DG, don't start with mercy. We need mercy in the end.
Yeah, we do.
Was that a Linkin Park reference?
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter. Fight.
Yeah, Charlie, we haven't talked about that. He died.
Yeah, there's
he
a
killed
lot of
himself.
A lot of crazy stuff that's happened since we've recorded last.
How did he kill himself? Did he hang himself?
Enemy. Yeah,
that's what they say. But then, like, enemy. The day after or a couple days after, his wife was like putting like all these crazy tweets out and stuff. So
I don't think that was actually his wife, though.
Oh, you think she was hacked? Someone did say that.
Yeah, I mean, like, who knows?
Oh, gotta go.
GG for me. Score. Later, I see you going.
So are you a guy that says GG when you have a game?
Yeah, I mean,
like
you'd even ask her a burger. We've said GG since, like, high school.
But, like, in serious.
What does GG mean? It's
supposed to mean good game.
A couple of gay guys, if you ask me.
Oh. Well, then this would be a no GG party because Eric Berger and Rob James aren't here.
I gotta look at my controller. The up on my D-pad just doesn't work right, and it drives me nuts. I can't ever put sprays on the wall. It takes me five tries to do it.
Damn it!
Got him. Oh shit!
Norm, you died.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
This Zarya's a bitch, dude. Try press the left, right button, left button, left button, left button, left button. There you go.
What's his health like?
Get out of there, Charlie. Get out of there, Charlie.
I'm just gonna go hang out.
Get out of there. Keep going. No, zoom across. Go all the way across.
Oh, wait. There they are. How many people are left? Oh, two.
Just one.
Oh. Just that Junkrat.
Get him. Get him.
Nice.
I can't fly away as him. I mean, I could, but I just fall. Prepare for battle.
Select your hero. All right, let's do this.
Let's polish this up and call it a night.
Who should I be, though?
Cheers, love.
The cavalry's here.
Guys, come check out my skin.
One. I can't. Fight. Match
point. They have a Pharah.
Yeah, they do. I just saw that as soon as I came out the door.
Behind us.
So what do you suggest for a D-pad that doesn't work on the up button? It just sticks all the time. I think I gotta take this thing out apart and clean it. It's a relatively new controller.
Yeah, probably just it's a...
Charlie, stay out of the... Oh my god.
You wanna try Torbjorn, Symmetra, Mercy?
Yeah, we have to at this point, yeah. Well, I don't know if he knows how to play either of them, besides...
Bastion? I mean, Torbjorn's pretty easy to play. Just gotta place his turret in a good spot.
I'm usually good with Symmetra.
I'm good with all three, so whatever one is left.
What kind of outfit you got there? Christmassy? I like it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
How are they all still alive?
They have a mercy.
Oh, they have a mercy.
Remember when that was
am I still alive?
I don't know, but I enjoy it. I enjoy watching it.
That was crazy.
That was a GG.
So what are we doing here? Select
your hero. What do you want?
Charlie, be Torbjorn.
No.
Should I be Mercy?
Yeah, you have to be.
All right. Build them up. Break them down. One. Set your turret up probably right, yeah. No, wait, don't go out there.
Yo, gotta go.
Charlie, get back. We're gonna... Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. I just took a peek by the door. Don't go by that door.
Set up your turret. I have located
the enemy. Oh, shit.
Heal me. I'm okay.
Right at the top of the steps. What the hell?
Charlie, what the fuck are you doing?
I've been trying to look at something else, but then I just was watching the screen. It was enjoyable. Oh, watch out. Right at the doorway there. Two of them. Three of them.
That is a terrible idea.
I'm just trying to extend the night. You guys don't realize it.
Was I ready? Yeah, I was. Don't be Torbjorn again.
No, I am.
Cheers, love. 3, 2, 1. Fight. see that which is
unseen. Enemy seen.
Jesus fuck. Thank you.
Well.
I'm dead.
Boys, it's been real.
Hell yeah, Norm, you got this. 3-on-1, baby.
Oh, look at that. We lost.
I can't believe this. I cannot believe this.
Believe it. I'm gonna take a sip of water here. Play
of the game. Hell yeah. Xbox, record that.
So, do you ever go back and actually watch all your recordings?
Well, I just record every game of or play the game I get.
Doesn't it just automatically do that for you? Now?
Yeah, I mean, they don't keep them.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna do a team deathmatch just because, like, come on.
Last game of the night.
Plus, this is it. If you don't win, you're not going to go for it.
This is it. We're going for it right now.
Hell yeah.
So,
that means we can't accept failure.
Charles.
What was that?
How long have we been recording?
We're over an hour.
Oh, really? Okay.
An hour and 7 minutes right now.
This is probably just going to be like a fucking jumbled mess anyway. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
Are we going to have like another barbecue when I come back?
Well, I don't know about that.
That was the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
We'll see. I don't know if anyone's going to be around. I can ask people.
Yeah. DJ will be around.
Who's that?
That
was the last time I saw Charlie and Zach and everybody.
Me too.
So sad.
Is Charlie still tattooing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does he tattoo out of?
Let It Bleed in Hazleton.
Nice.
At least that's what he used
to call
it.
How's his stuff look?
It's called that now.
Yeah, have you gotten tattooed by him?
I have, yeah. His stuff looks
good. Yeah, I have too.
The only thing is that like that I noticed so far, like when he tattoos, he like tattoos in multiple sessions for a tattoo. So he'll lay out like a lot of like base work for it. But like kinda like your first, like if you look at like, I think Craig's getting Pennywise right now. So he has like the first round of it done, so it's just like basic like sketching outlines and stuff. But I would hate to go and sit for a tattoo session and just walk out with like a base of like sketchy lines. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
I have he did three of my tattoos. But that was like right when he started, and I don't know. I think I started getting tattooed by Alex, so I didn't like the aesthetic anymore.
Gotcha. Nick, his apprentice right now does a lot of cool. I mean, he hasn't actually tattooed yet.
Yeah.
All his artwork and everything looks real fucking cool. So once he starts tattooing, I might have him do something for me, something small. I want to get De Niro's back piece in Cape Fear on my leg.
That's crazy.
It's such a cool tattoo. Your team has taken the
lead. Yeah, I haven't gotten tattooed in probably over a year and a half or 2 years at this point.
Really?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
It's been a while for me too.
I just haven't had time and like the fact of like getting tattooed and just having like 2 weeks worth of like gross sloppy skin for a while. I hate that.
Yeah. I'm supposed to get tattooed when I come up, but I'm not going to have the money for it.
The last tattoo I got was a stick and poke done by Rob James.
Oh, yeah?
How'd that feel?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're grosser than a gun because like you can hear your skin like popping as the needle goes in and out.
Yeah.
But they're just as addicting because it's like a cheap, free, shitty tattoo. And I don't know. They kind of, to me, have a little bit more meaning or sentimental value. Because, like, someone you're friends with giving you a tattoo.
How long did it take?
That makes sense. Like 20 minutes. It's like, literally, it's just the letters O and D for Office Depot.
I saw Alex did another Johnny Cash tattoo, but he did it like exactly like mine with like the cigarette and everything.
Were you bummed out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm real fucking bummed out about it.
Yeah, that sucks. But I mean, I guess it sucks because it's the same tattoo artist, but like, isn't that like a pretty popular picture of him?
Not, I mean, like, I haven't, whenever you Google, like, Johnny Cash tattoo, I don't see that one. It's usually just his face.
Ah, gotcha.
So it's gotcha. Like, you know.
Nick has a Johnny Cash tattoo.
Yeah, I know. Alright, well, we're not gonna win this one.
Yeah, we are. I have to, like, sit in a weird position to, like, use the microphone and the mixing board, so, like, I have such a crooked neck right now.
They call you old crook neck.
Finally.
I do. Gotta go.
No one can hide. We got shields. He took some pills.
Come on, boys.
I was just gonna say, isn't this dead air?
Yeah. That's what the listeners
Yeah,
like.
But, you know.
There's background music.
It's the
video game sounds going on. I'd like to say I'd fix it in post, but I don't do that either.
Yeah, we don't do post here. Not on
There's no post.
Not a hangout session.
It's raw. I get it.
It is. We
do it live.
Yeah, fuck it.
Ooh, Charlie
like
cursed.
Joe Rogan.
Wait, I cursed him a couple of times this episode.
No, you never curse. You're not cursor.
You listen back.
Have you guys looked at the Fracture Butthole game?
I've seen it.
Yeah, of course.
Does it come out today?
No, end of the month.
Oh, Cuphead came out today.
Yeah.
I did not pick that up yet. I like
what
the
is
style
Cuphead?
Of that. It's like that old 30s animated cartoon looking video game. Did you see anything about it? If not,
no. Oh, is that the? That's not the game Square Enix did.
No, is it? This is just a brand new. This is this company's very first game they ever put out. It's done in the style of like an old 30s cartoon, like an old black and white cartoon.
Okay.
It's oh shit. I think it's like I don't know how much it is, but it was all hand drawn animation, like the old style cartoons as well. Because they actually did the game using like current technology for animation and stuff, and it just didn't look right. It just didn't have like the 30s cartoon feel. So they actually went back and hand drew everything and did it all old school style. The game looks amazing. I haven't heard any reviews on it yet. It's been in the works for like 7 years though. They've been working on it forever.
Is it a physical release or just like arcade type?
It's a digital release, and it's Xbox console exclusive forever.
Nice.
No other system.
That means those losers on PlayStation.
There it was.
Got my loot box.
Give me that play of the game.
Let's see who got it.
Play of the game. You know I got it.
You need to get her slam dunk in the basketball, dude.
I know I want it.
I got it.
How is this the one?
Is that a gold rocket launcher?
Baby?
You got a
what?
Gold?
No one votes for me?
I voted for you.
Come on, vote for me.
I did.
DJ? I wanted to vote for you, but I accidentally hit A.
Likely story.
Oh my god.
And voted for Winston.
Oh man, I almost leveled up in that too, so I could have got another loot box.
19 eliminations.
That'll be
what were you guys doing?
Just hanging out.
I got 10.
I got 8.
I got 9 final blows.
All right, let's have Charlie open that loot crate and end the podcast.
Oh, a loot crate? We're not sponsored by them. I'm going to open this loot box, though.
Oh, fuck ever.
Here we go. Opening the loot box. What did I get? Anything good? No, let's see. I got a victory pose for Lucio. Not into it. I got a spray for Sombra. Okay. I got a skin for Widowmaker. Oh, yeah, there we go.
I got the skin.
And then a spray. Another spray for Pharah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, alright. Not that exciting.
No.
But now my loot boxes are filled for the week.
Yeah, I think mine are good for a few more days.
No, tomorrow. Sunday resets, right?
Mine resets in 2 days, yeah. So, a couple days.
Yeah, doesn't everybody's reset Sunday?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Sunday they all reset.
One of the leaders of Talon is determined to plunge the world into a new conflict that he believes will make humanity stronger.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, the season ends in 28 days.
28 days later.
If you go over to competitive play and press the start button, it'll tell you.
It doesn't let us. Actually, it does. Sorry.
Oh, here's the tier legend. From 1500 to 1999 is silver. Man, I want to be a grandmaster.
Not type 500?
I mean, like, that's never going to happen.
I don't really do too much. I don't do any competitive play.
We'll get there one day.
People just get too upset.
Yeah, but whatever. New season every 2 months.
The number one player... Gamertag is such a clutch, and his main people are McCree, Genji, and Junkrat.
And where's he from? He's only played 64 games. He's the number one player.
Number two player only played 48.
How's that even
possible?
I know,
it's crazy. He's only played 48, but he's been the best at all of them. Imagine, like, the best one you're with is McCree.
Yeah.
Are Roadhogs in the top 10, though?
What do you mean?
Number 10, Empowered. His best player is Roadhog.
Oh. And you know, it's kind of disappointing.
Hmm.
Not one tour, Rion. There's Lucio.
So, Norm, when did you say you were coming up then?
Yeah.
In 1 week? 2 weeks?
Yeah, a week from now.
All right. So we're gonna attempt a get together so we can record in person.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Let's shoot for like the 12th.
Okay. We're gonna shoot for it.
Yeah.
So it was good to get. Go ahead.
I want to see everybody when I get up there, but like it's probably not gonna work out that way.
Yeah, you gotta
group
a few of them into one meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless people fucking come down here, like when they drive 24 hours across the country and they can't just dip down for a second.
Who did that?
Well, when you drive 24 hours, you don't want to dip anywhere but home.
That's true.
Yeah, I know, but you drove 24 hours just to dip, so.
Well, I wanted to do it down and back.
I got you. I'm thinking of putting down. You should have told that story. That's a good story.
That's a long story.
Maybe if next you come time. To the get together.
There you go.
The gathering.
Yeah, Norm, you arrange something, and then we'll work it out.
All right.
All right.
Do you still have like my microphone and stuff, right?
Yep, I got everything here.
All right. Yeah. Then we'll set something up.
We'll get something set up. We'll get another recording in.
What would it be?
In a week, and then maybe we could we'll talk a little more about what's been going on with life. This one was just
This one's more just us. Fucking around.
Messing around.
Letting you know we're still alive.
We're alive, we're breathing, we're playing, and we're going right now.
I'm playing with my Pikachu.
That was one at the local fair as well.
And I'm...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even think about turning Pokemon Go on while I was there. I could have hatched all my eggs.
Yeah, I haven't caught any legendaries.
I didn't even know that was still a thing.
Yeah,
it's still a thing.
It's a thing. It's a bigger thing. It's a thing. I haven't. I just do my dailies on it, and I don't really battle. I don't do any raids because I don't really feel like doing any raids with people around here, you know?
No, I saw a Lugia at Lexi's school, but I was like, nah, fuck this. Like, I didn't want to walk over there or anything.
maybe we'll run out and do a Pokemon Go thing.
That's not gonna happen.
It is. Let's cram weeks worth of adventures into one night.
Alright, that'd be fucking cool, dude.
Alright.
So, here's the plan. We'll meet up at Pizza Hut on Wednesday for Pizza Hut Buffet.
Uh-huh.
Alright? We'll record there, and then we'll record on the go getting Pokemon.
I would so love to get the Pizza Hut Buffet recording under our belt.
I mean, it's still on Wednesdays, right?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Do you think you could feasibly get out of the house on Wednesday night or even bring the kids and everything?
No, I don't know. I'll have to see.
Here's the thing. Ask the lady. Mm-hmm. Find out.
Okay.
Because if that's the case, like, they're not going to stop us from just setting up shop.
Yeah, I know. Well, they can't really do it anyway. Even if I have to go, like, the corner bench seat with the plugs, plug it in there and put it on the chair.
Yeah.
All they would see is microphones on the table.
Exactly. Who cares? And, like, we'll just talk to people. It'd be great.
That would be fun. That's always been a vision. A buffet
recording.
Yeah,
we gotta get that stuffed crust, baby.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go before my neck completely explodes here. I'm such a crooked old man.
Yeah, I'm gonna go sleep.
All right. Well, DJ, it was nice vocally meeting you.
Likewise.
I thought you were gone for a second.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. So...
No, I've just been...
Depending on how this
episode
sounds...
Also, Eric, it was nice hanging out with you tonight, too.
Yeah, Eric, it was great hanging out with you again, man. I'm glad I got to play.
Eric talked a lot more this time than he did the last time he was actually on the podcast.
I like for a split second, like, a sound happened on there, and you thought he came online, and you got all excited for one split second. And then turns out somebody coughed or something.
Yeah, it's just one of you fuckers.
Well, the whole time I've been doing this, I've been having the outro music playing in the background for a little bit now, so I guess we should...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess we should go. But, yeah, we'll get together. We'll get a real proper recording in soon, and then we'll try to iron out some sort of a more regular schedule.
Yeah, we'll figure it out in time.
Sounds good. All right. Well,
all right, man.
You know all the rules, all the ways you can get in touch with us. We don't post anything up lately, so, you know...
Yeah, no. I mean, I'll probably post something for this. This is fun.
Yeah. So hangoutsession.com, hangoutsession on Instagram and Twitter, you know, hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com. And that's about all I got.
All right.
So for this episode of the Hangout Podcast,
yeah.
My name is Charlie.
I'm Norman.
I'm DJ.
There you go.
There it is.
I like it. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to say that, right?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, you're good.
See ya. All right. Ha ha ha.